it's just basketball is going to be a game of runs. You know, we came out a little lethargic in the very beginning, just kind of out of sync and probably getting caught up in some of the atmosphere, which, you know, what a great atmosphere it is. You know, but the girls settled in, I thought, you know, midway through the first quarter, because we still hadn't scored yet. I think we scored our first basket at the 440 mark or something like that. And, you know, it just takes some time for them to get into this. And, you know, as good of a first half as it was as bad as the second half it was there. You know, but just like I was saying before, I couldn't be more proud of a group of kids than what I am tonight.
It looked like the difference there that first quarter, once you finally got going, was the girls were attacking the basket a lot more. You got to the hoop, you got some fouls, and that started to help you out then down the stretch.
Chris, you're exactly correct. And all of that we did it in the first quarter, we did it in the second quarter. We decided to take the third quarter off, Chris, and then we decided to attack again in the fourth. And it's the number, it's what I wrote in inside the locker room on my board. I said, you got to keep attacking. You know, Quinn Grubbs, I don't really feel anybody can guard her when she gets into the open floor, you know, and we all just kind of sat around and watched, I thought, in the third quarter waiting for somebody else to do something. And I thought that our girls, just what you said, Chris, we started to attack.
26 of 38 from the free throw line. Got to be able to make free throws to win big games, and you did it tonight.
Yeah, you know, it's the last two games. We did it the other night, too. You know, you got to have the right people there, and the girls shoot a lot of them, you know, before practice, after practice, mornings of game days. You know, and it shows, you know, it's just a repetitious thing and a lot of reps. And, you know, for the girls to be able to step up in this atmosphere without having a senior on the floor is pretty special, you know, with what these kids are doing. And, you know, I got choked up in there because eight kids, and you have a senior that goes down with the adversity that we have faced this year. I haven't endured that in 23 years of coaching, and Corey and I don't really enjoy playing and practice that much. But you know what? It says a lot about these eight. I said, you know, I called them, they're the Elite Eight, and now they get to go be part of the Elite Eight down in Des Moines.
Exactly. And Bell Troubles, I think, kind of mounted up for them. I think they lost two girls, and like he was just saying, 26 and 38 made him pay at the line.
That's what we were trying to do. I wanted to get 20 into foul trouble. We wanted to keep attacking them because I felt when they got away from their basket, I really felt that maybe at times they were reaching. And they let them play in the beginning. You know, there was a lot of on both sides. You know, that's how it was. But you just got to keep attacking. And our kids did that tonight. You know, I just can't say enough. I really can't. I've never been more proud in 23 years of eight kids. I really haven't.
Well, it's been an especially hard year for everybody, but even your team especially with the injury and the short roster. Yep. How much fun is it going to be to take these girls to Des Moines?
Well, you know, I told them in there, gals, you do more with less. And that's what I said to them. Doing more with less is what I said. And we've had to do that, Chris, all year long. You know, I asked kids, you know, at school if they would be interested, and not a lot of interest, you know, from others, but that's okay, you know, because the ones that wanted to do this, they get to experience something that they'll never forget the rest of their lives.
All right, Shea Burmeister, after the win here for the Spartans, it's got to be a great feeling to get to the state tournament.
Yeah, it's super exciting. With just eight players, it's a huge accomplishment for us.
Obviously, this is a wild game. You guys got down early. You played strong there, kind of mid-second, first quarter on through the second, built that halftime lead. What was the key for you guys turning it around early?
Well, we kind of just struggled, and we told each other we have to kick it in, do something to start picking it up. And Quinn Grubbs really started that and just started the spark that we got. And then third quarter, we kind of struggled after halftime, but we finally found a way to get it back.
Yeah, obviously they made it a game, came right back, tied it there late. What were you guys talking about when every time out you had the opportunity there when it was getting close there in the late?
We just really needed to relax and not stress. We just can't make stupid passes, just can't panic.
Well, this is a huge accomplishment. This team's undefeated. That's got to feel great. You guys probably have a lot of confidence and going to get to have some fun next week.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks a lot, Shay.
Thank you.
All right, Molly Rasmussen after the win. This has got to be a great feeling for you guys to get the chance to go to state.
Yes, it is an amazing feeling, and I am so happy that we got this opportunity.
Well, it was a back-and-forth game. You guys got a run to get up big there at halftime. They came roaring back. I guess, what were you guys talking about late in the game to try to overcome that?
We just needed to relax and figure out what we needed to do to execute our game plan.
Talked to Coach Peterson. He said he's never been more proud of a group of individuals, especially with such a small roster and a team. You guys are able to get to the state tournament. It's a heck of an accomplishment. How much fun is it to play with this group, and how tight are you guys?
It is very fun because we are such a little team, but we have so much chemistry, and I just can't believe how far we've come with just a little tiny team.
All right, thanks a lot.
Yes.
Talk about what the keys were down the stretch here.
It started with our defense. We struggled a little bit in the third quarter, and then we got our defense going again, and that really started everything for us.
Well, let's talk about the first half. You were down early on, and then came back and scored 41 first half points. What was the difference there? What was the adjustment made?
I think we were nervous at first, and then we got calmed down and started playing our game, and we just made some adjustments, and then things went better.
Yeah, Quinn, you had a big night scoring the ball, over 30 points, and you had to do a lot at the free throw line. What was working for you offensively?
I just knew that my role, we have great shooters on the team, so my role as the point guard is I need to attack and draw those shooters and draw the fouls so I can get to the free throw line where we needed to be at that point of the game.
After they came back, a couple of other girls said, you guys just talked about just kind of calming down, settling the nerves. Is that what it took there at the end?
Yeah, we got kind of like too like in the atmosphere, and we just kind of got drifted away with it. And we just needed to calm down and play our own game because we knew that if we played our game tonight, we would be fine, and that we just needed to focus on our defense. And that's what really helped us, is locking down on defense.
You know, not large in numbers, Macy, but then, you know, we've talked about this with a couple of your teammates, but what's made it work for 7-8 players on this team?
Our team chemistry is amazing. We're all so close, and we just play as one most of the time, and that really helped us tonight. We were all just so close, it helped.
Coach Peterson said that he's never been more proud of a group of girls, and that's saying something for the history he's had. How much fun is it to play with this group and to be able to accomplish that with the limited roster?
It's really fun, and every day at practice is just so much harder with 8 players, but you know you have to go that much harder, especially to get to this point where we've been hoping to get all year, especially with our disappointment last year. We were ready to come back, and it's just especially very special to do this with 8 players.
Yeah. Macy, is this something you talk about goals when the season starts, or?
Yeah, we set goals. We set small goals, so then they just keep building until we get to this point, and that the well was our biggest goal.
Yeah, like you said, you were a step away last year. You get to experience it this year. You get to go have some fun next week.
Yeah.
Congratulations, lady.
Thank you.
Thank you.